The Ticket.
Michigan Insider Podcast is brought to you in part by defense attorney and WTKA legal insider Joe Simon. Find Joe at themichigandefenders.com.
We are back, folks, here on the Michigan Insider Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. Online at WTKA.com. We are live here inside the MDN studios. Gotta tell you, I mean, we went from monsoons, right, where you couldn't get outside to do a thing, to lately the weather has been, it's been hot, but it certainly has created an opportunity to get out in your lawn and garden and get some of that necessary work done. But you can get it done quickly. You can get it done more efficiently if you have the right equipment. That's where our friends at Bullion Sales and Service come in, located at 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. You can find them online at weknowtractors.com. And there is still an opportunity for you. If you haven't taken advantage of the Honda Celebration, still an opportunity for you to do so. Right now, the Honda Mower Celebration offers several different models of Honda Pushmore with instant savings, instant rebates. And how about this? Our friends at Bullion Sales and Service will match the Honda instant savings, but only for a few more days, only through July 17th. So still close to a week, up through next Wednesday, you can take advantage of the Honda Celebration.
Do it, folks.
Out at Bullion Sales and Service, 8530 North Territorial Road in Dexter. Find them online at weknowtractors.com. Again, weknowtractors.com.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. So, Sam, we got a follow-up to our conversation about the Heisman odds from David in North Carolina, who had emailed in about his prediction of an undefeated season. And he says, in the interest of making another off-the-cuff, very bold prediction, after Michigan's undefeated season, I expect Shea Patterson to be in New York as one of the finalists. If Michigan goes undefeated.
Oh, yeah, he'll be there.
He'll be in New York.
He'll be there, there's no doubt.
And that's part of the Heisman odds. Like, when you look at the list, and we were looking at this list earlier,
like, well, and I think that's Nebraska part of, be there, Ira, you just
and that's Ira. And that's come on, man. Right, and that's exactly the point. So when you we expect Tua and Trevor Lawrence, their teams, to be in national championship contention, and that is a part of being either you have to be on a great team that goes undefeated or close to it, and you're in the playoff, or you have to be. I'll use the last guy that's on the list as an example. You have to have an exceptional season on a terrible team, like Rondale Moore, right? If he has an unbelievable year at Purdue and they're only a 7-5 team, he could still get in the conversation because he's a receiver and he could put up crazy numbers, but the team just isn't that good around, good enough around him to win more than 7 games. But really, it comes down to winning. That's why Tua should be where he is in the list, why Trevor Lawrence should be where he is on the list, why Jalen Hurts is where he is on the list, where Justin Fields is where he is on the list. Probably the same thing with Jake Fromm. I mean, we're all talking about quarterbacks on good teams, right?
Yeah, but, it's sort of counter. You said it's BetOnline AG. I wonder what their odds for Michigan making, for winning the Big Ten and making the playoff are.
Well, they also, in this email that we got for the odds, they did give the odds to win the conference. Ohio State 11-10, Michigan 9-4, and then Penn State 9-1, Nebraska, Wisconsin 14-1.
So wait a minute. I mean, that doesn't make sense. that doesn't make sense.
Because Nebraska doesn't.
Right.
Well, that now winning that the league doesn't
Shea,
mean
that they would have Shea so low.
Even though they have him second.
Even though they have
winning.
Michigan second, as far as odds of winning the conference.
But what those odds show me is that they have Ohio State and Michigan as the top two teams, obviously, in their division, and whoever wins the division to win the Big Ten. What it also shows me is they have Nebraska as the and Wisconsin tied for the best record in the West. So what if Nebraska went 9-3 but wins the West? They're going to play in the Big Ten championship game. They could lose that game. They don't win the Big Ten, so that means these odds doesn't matter. But they would have had a really good year. I'm assuming that's where the thought process comes in. I don't really have an answer, but you go through the list of who we think the best Heisman odds are. And essentially, you can go through and say, all right, let's see. Alabama, odds to win the SEC, 1-2. Georgia, 5-2. Okay, yeah, their quarterback should be in that conversation. Mm-hmm. To win the ACC, Clemson, 1-4. Yeah, their quarterback should be in that conversation, right? To win the Big 12, Oklahoma, 4-5, and Texas, 3-1. Okay, their quarterback should be in that conversation. So those make sense to me because this the quarterbacks of all the highest odds teams. I'm surprised they don't have – What's his name? Easton, because they have Washington is 9-4 to win the Pac-12, and he's their quarterback out west.
It just feels like I don't know why Shea is being pushed down. The only thing that I can draw from this is, like I said before we went to the break, there must not be an appreciation for the new offense and how his stats will and should improve significantly. But I mean, they are already accounting for Michigan being pretty doggone good. You would think that alone would push him up in the Heisman.
All right, so Brad wants us to end this conversation right now because he goes, "Hey, Sam and Ira, don't spill the beans until I get my bet in."
right. That's a great point, though. That's a great point.
And that's the other part of these odds, where if, say, there are a bunch of people like us that are having this conversation, or Brad that wants to get a bet in, and, you know, maybe there's a bunch of Michigan people watching Mo Wagner right now play in the Summer League in Vegas. So they're down there and they can make bets on this. That will move the number very quickly to a lower number, because once they set a number, and really the number is set to get the bets on either side of the number, mm-hmm. right? Or to get enough people to bet on that number to basically to take your money, whether it's him or somebody else. They want to give you numbers that you'll bet on so they can have your money.
Well, here's the other thing, Ira, that's significant in this race. You know, Heisman is awarded before the playoff. And I think that's significant. But right now, I don't know about you. I don't know who you favor to win the championship. I think it's going to be Clemson again. If you have a tremendous season where you run the table in the Big Ten and you make the playoff, you could still ultimately lose in the playoffs or the championship.
It doesn't impact your Heisman.
It doesn't
right.
impact not.
Or Vinny Testaverde never would have won the Heisman.
Yeah, it doesn't impact the Heisman race. That's after the Heisman Trophy. So, you know, Grant, if you ask me right now who I think is going to win the title, Clemson. Who do I think is the best player in the country? Trevor Lawrence. But it won't matter. It won't matter as much. That doesn't matter as much to the Heisman race, because you won't have to see them, and you don't have that extra sample space. You could stack up what Michigan has to do in the regular season against anyone in the country, as far as I'm concerned. And if he can run the table doing that, you know, I think the strength of that kind of performance, the vaulting of Michigan back, you know, to that status in college football, I think that will help improve his chances as well. So I would really like Shea Patterson's chances if Michigan does indeed do what is his name, Dave. If Michigan does what Dave predicts already they're gonna do, I like his chances.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
A lot. I haven't looked at Clemson's schedule. What's Clemson's non-conference schedule?
I'm actually just looking at it. So after they open up against Georgia Tech, they play Texas A&M. It's a home game. And then they have, obviously, the South Carolina game at the end of the year. And then there's, like, Wofford or whoever is in there. So they're tough non-conference. South Carolina on the road, but they get Texas A&M at home. So, and that's the second game of the year. So after they play a Thursday night opener, they play that game on the 7th. And, you know, if they have two big wins early, obviously just the hype train's going to roll for him for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't looked at the Alabama schedule yet, but that's really part of the question too, is what happens early in the year in those non-conference schedules? Alabama's playing Duke, New Mexico State, and Southern Miss in their non-conference, and they have to have one more in there. And Western Carolina in their cake game before the Auburn game at the end of the year.
And so
they do have to go to Auburn, though.
Texas A&M jumps out for sure. But, man, you know, Michigan has a tougher schedule. Michigan has a tougher schedule.
Alabama road game. So
comparing to Clemson.
For Clemson, as I just closed the like just close their schedule. You know, part of it also is where do you play your games, home or on the road? So Clemson opens at home against Georgia Tech. They're home against Texas A&M. They do go to Syracuse, who gave them fits last year, but that's because they had an injury issue at quarterback,
sure
not
did.
Because Syracuse. I mean, now Syracuse is solid, but that was an injury thing. They also play Charlotte at home. Then they go to North Carolina.
And you know what? This might be – okay, so this is – we were talking about this earlier in the show. I said, hey, I got Trevor Lawrence winning it. Tua has the better odds. Schedule, I think, is the reason. I think schedule is the reason. He will have proven more.
Right, because you for Trevor Lawrence, they do have a home game or a road game at North Carolina in September. They host Florida State. They go to Louisville. They host Boston College. They host Wofford. They go to NC State. They host Wake Forest. And they go to South Carolina. And you compare that to a home game again. Now, the non-conference schedule is not tough for Alabama, but a home game against Duke, a home game against New Mexico State at South Carolina, home game to Southern Miss, home game to Ole Miss, road game to Texas A&M, mm-hmm. home to Tennessee, home to Arkansas, home to LSU, at Mississippi mm-hmm. State, home to Western Carolina, and they're at Auburn right at the end of the year. But they have most of their tough schedule, tough games at home, too. So it actually works out kind of like we talk about with Michigan's schedule. A lot of these schools seems like they have their – although Auburn always a tough game in the rivalry game at the end of the year in the Iron Bowl.
Right, and but their schedule definitely tougher than Clemson's. And so let's say both teams run the table. I mean, yeah, you're looking at Tua saying, all right, Tua, based on
– assuming
based
that –
based on his body work, he's proven more.
Right, assuming that the offense is the reason they win those games mm-hmm. or some of those games that, yeah, he would have proven more. But that's the same thing that we could talk about with Shea. Look at Michigan's schedule, and if Michigan does what some people have predicted, then, yeah, Shea will be in New York. Because now, whether he wins it or not, he may not just because he's starting so far behind in the hype train versus Trevor Lawrence and Tua that it's hard to overcome them. Again, the conversation that everybody's having about the Heisman is it's Tua and Trevor, and then who can jump in if they get hurt? Like that's how much the hype train is separated in this conversation.
You know, I've never, you know, done anything more than a gentleman's bet, like, you know, betting with friends. But this is a bet to take a shot on. You know, before the odds change, his odds will improve. Get that bet in now, and look, because you gotta, especially Dave. Dave should be betting for sure. Because if they do that, man.
Yeah, 28-1. If you put $100 down, you win $2,800.
If they do that, I would like Shea's chances of winning more than Trevor Lawrence's. Now, that's not me. Let's be clear. That's not me saying Shea's better than Trevor Lawrence.
It's having the better season or doing more in
exactly,
the season.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would take Day. I haven't made a bet before. I would make this bet. I'll make this bet. Have you ever? You've done that, but I've never
done a futures bet. I've been to Vegas, so I have made a couple of bets, but I mean, it's, you know, you make a couple of dollars here, put a couple of dollars there just to have fun while you're watching a game at the sports book. I've never done a futures bet, but if I was in Vegas in August or in July, I probably would. I'd probably pick a couple. You know, you look at what are Michigan's odds to win something and, you know, put a couple of bucks on it. I don't think I'd put $100 on anything because, you know, we work in radio, but why not, right?
Well, I guess, you know, this definitely flies in the face of a couple of, we were just talking about Michigan's odds, you know, to win the league according to BetOnline AG. They have the second best odds, but he's 17 to 1 to win. Was that Shea's odds of winning the Heisman?
28 to 1. Yeah, he's
good
17th
grief.
On the list, but 28
grief.
To 1.
And remember our discussion earlier this week, though, where everywhere else you look, Phil Steele, Michigan, gonna run the table, win the Big Ten, beat Ohio State, win the Big Ten. ESPN,
the FBI, right?
Favorite to win every single game.
Yeah, Athlon Sports. Yep.
And so I was like, man, I thought the hype train was actually out there on Michigan. Maybe I was mistaken.
Now, we did get an email, you know, someone, because you always need someone to kind of, you know, pee in the Cheerios a little bit, right? So we got an email from Paul who said, tap the brakes. Gentlemen, I appreciate your optimism, but I suggest you tap the brakes. And it's a really long email. I'm not going to go to all of it. But he says, I haven't researched this, but my impression is that Michigan is typically overrated and that you could do well betting on Michigan's opponent with the point spread. The brand is strong, but expectations are even stronger. Keep up the good work. Enjoy your show. So,
well, and also
the hype now we weren't actually making all those predictions. We were telling what other people were talking about.
Yeah, so let's revisit our conversation. I have Michigan winning 10
and two aspirators.
And two that I'm not ready to pick yet.
Right,
I'm not ready to pick Notre Dame or Ohio State yet.
And I could see between 8 and even 11, if you wanted to pick the Notre Dame game, I wouldn't necessarily do it yet, but I could see between 8 and 11 W's if you want to go that way, and then the other ones are all ask me later. We may want to see what Wisconsin looks like in the first couple games of the year before you actually pick that game, although we do think Michigan can go to Wisconsin to win. You know, the Penn State game in October, while we think Michigan, with Penn State being depleted versus last year and especially the year before, we think Michigan should be able to go and win that game. We want to watch you. I could understand if you say, I want to see some football before I make a prediction on that game. And then also the Notre Dame game and the Ohio State game. So I could see eight W's and four ask me laters, 9 or 10, but the conversation's still the same. Mm-hmm. But if those predictions come true, then Dave, if you want to make that bet, if Brad, you want to go make that bet, then you have a chance to win. Michigan's undefeated. Shea's going to be in New York, and he has a chance to win the Heisman.
Absolutely, he does. All right, so betting on the NCAA to show some conviction when it comes to holding accountable rule breakers. You know, not many people are willing to take that bet.
I'm not holding my breath.
But
maybe
the first sign that they're going to be serious about this?
I'm subtly hopeful, Sam.
Get to that sign. That maybe it's a sign. On the other side here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket.